seconds. Tonight out there, the northwest winds 5 to 15 knots with occasional early evening gusts to 20. And wind waves 1 to 3 feet. Northwest swell 15 to 17 feet at 16 seconds. And on Sunday, northwest winds 5 to 15 knots. Wind waves 2 to 3 feet. Northwest swell 13 to 15 feet at 17 seconds. I also have some current temperatures here for you. 55 in Watsonville, 54 in Monterey, 56 degrees in Salinas, and we're at 62 here in Santa Cruz, right outside KSCO Studios. Official time, 10:06 and 45 seconds on this Saturday, November 7th, 2009. Up next, we have this Saturday special with your host, MZ. Stay tuned, KSCO Santa Cruz. I'm Nikki James.
Why is there Lysol spray in the studio instead of our own brand, our own PureWorks? We have a spray, and it's way better than this.
You always ask for that.
It probably doesn't give you brain damage like this one does, too.
Well, that's true.
Well, so why? Why is this here?
You're
why
the
is
boss.
Other stuff here?
You're the boss. Get it.
You know, my friend Andy Anderson always tells me when the fish stinks, it stinks from the head, and he's right. He's right. Yeah. May I ask you a personal question?
We'll see if I answer it, but go for it.
Are you happy with your life?
Am I happy with my life?
Yeah.
Just the way you said it was
fantastic.
Yeah,
are you
fantastic.
Happy with your life?
There are a few things I would like to change, but for the most part, absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think we're going to make that the topic of today's Saturday special.
Oh,
you know,
fun.
Are you happy with your life? I want you to all look around you, count your blessings, reflect on what you hear on this station a lot of the time. A lot of carping, a lot of pissing and moaning and bitching. You know, and a lot of angst.
There is, and a lot of rudeness.
And, yeah.
Rudeness.
Although this last week, did you hear the Corey Gold show? Did you hear the Brad Kava show yesterday? We got some really good talk radio on this station, thank you.
I didn't
you.
Hear that part.
Yeah, and Corey did a great job of avoiding the same old topics. I mean, health care and left versus right and all that.
Just...
He came up with some different topics. And I think it's high time we did that with all our programs. It's high time. It's high time we talked about something different. For example, tea leaf salad.
Ooh, yum.
Okay, are you... Yeah, you have your drool catch on your chin here. Tea leaf salad, yes. We really do go to Burma to get the tea for this salad, and it's worth the trip. With textures from fried garlic, peanuts, sunflower seeds,
yum,
tomato, romaine, dried shrimp, or vegetarian.
Wow.
It's a potty in your mouth. Not potty, not P-O-T-T-Y.
Party. Yeah, this time you might want to throw that little accent.
Yeah, party. It's a P-A-R-T-Y. And it will change your mind about what salad can be. Tea leaf salad. And
wow.
I've had it.
Have you? Where do they sell it?
Well, it's at a restaurant in Alameda.
Alameda.
Yeah, in Alameda, California, which is an island. And it's called Burma Superstar. And I've eaten there a number of times, and it is an explosion in my mouth. It's just, and I wish I was there right now instead of doing this radio program. But maybe we will receive some calls or some, you know, topics of discussion here that will make me happy that I'm here instead of there. Of course, if I was there right now, I couldn't be eating tea leaf salad anyhow because they don't even open until, what, 11:30 or something like that. 11 a.m., so they're open in less than an hour. Okay, it's 10:10 a.m. and 34, 35, 36 seconds on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO, and it is the Saturday special, and just to prove it beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Good morning! A brighter day is here. Good morning. May we bring you cheer.
We've got time. We've we've got tunes. We've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today, you know, on KSCO Radio.
I don't care if we don't get a single call today. Take that. I got a lot to talk about. At least that's what I think I do. All right, welcome to the Saturday special on your favorite radio station. It's AM 1080 KSCO. We're on the air right up until 12 noon, after which time we sign off and go away. No, I'm only kidding. At 12 noon, 1206, we have the Perspectives program, which is always excellent. You should keep your dial tuned.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
So I was awakened. I wasn't really awakened. I was sort of flogging around. I was sort of up. But the phone rang at like 6:18 a.m. Who do you think it was?
6:18?
Yeah. Well, you're up even earlier than
I am
that
up earlier
here,
than
so
that.
Is that such a big deal? Guess who it was?
Who?
None other than your friend and mine, Dr. Wallach.
Wow.
And he called to tell me that he had received word that there were 700,000 or 7 million, some huge number of hits on Face Off or My Trace or, you know, or My Foot or whatever it's called. I knew what he was trying to tell me.
Face Off.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's what my mother calls it. She calls it Face Off.
Oh, that's perfect.
But he was talking about the interview that he had earlier last month, actually. It was in, I think it was the 13th of October, on the National Alex Jones Show. I figured Alex Jones and Doc Wallach they should know each other. I mean, they're just they're like two peas in a pod. I mean, they're totally, you know, anti everything that's conventional, right? And so we hooked him up, and they did that program. And he said, "Little did I know that it was going to show up on YouTube. It was going to show up on all these social networks and everything." And so it has gone viral. It has gone viral, and that's good. That's good because it's a good message. Should we play that? Would that be of interest to our audience? Do you think? Should I play? We could play a little
on
piece
YouTube?
Of it. Or, well, yeah, we could.
Oh, yeah.
We could play it from YouTube, or I could play the direct. It's too long to play the direct thing. It's like 30-35 minutes. But if we do a YouTube piece, we could do it
during a break or something.
Or something
you
like
can
that. Yeah, we'll do it. I'll tell you what. We won't do it unless we get some callers to 479-1080 that say, "Hey, we want to hear it." Otherwise, we'll just let people go do it themselves. And there are some people, believe it or not, who listen to KSCO who do not have a computer. And do not use the internet. It's our job to take those people into the current century, right? So I don't know. If people want to hear that's fine. The other things that we can talk about, I was walking in Poganip yesterday. I made it a point to turn off the cell phone and go on a hike, which I really, really needed. I always feel much better. That's why I'm a little more animated today, because I did a 2.5 hour, you know, lots of up and down, work up sweat type, you know, heart pumping exercise. And God, we've got an amazing. Do you people out there understand what amazing places we have? How blessed we are with outdoor places to hike and walk and have fun and get exercise and enjoy life. I think it's 640 acres, Poganip, you know, beside the university and, you know, and between the university and between River Street. My God, there's some wonderful trails there, and a lot of them go up and down, and you could really see, and the views are gorgeous. They're to die for. And what a great way to go on a hike and enjoy listening to KSCO uninterrupted. And I made it a point to do that yesterday, because I wanted to hear the David Corsi show. Why? Because David Corsi wasn't on. Now don't take that the wrong way. This is nothing against David Corsi. But we had someone on. We had a guest host on for David Corsi yesterday. His name is Brad Kava. And Brad is well known among readers of the San Jose Mercury News for over a decade or over a quarter of a century. He is no longer employed by the Mercury News. They let a lot of people go, has have many newspapers. But Brad is distinguished in radio reporting and journalism and radio critic commenting. He did a radio column for the I in the San Jose Mercury News on Fridays, I believe, for many, many years. And is a resident of Santa Cruz County now and listens to our station quite a lot and enjoys it and has always been interested in radio, music radio and talk radio in general. Is what generally happens as people get older. They listen more and more. They gravitate more and more to talk radio. And so Brad is definitely in that category. I heard him call Corey Gold the other day and take Corey to task on something. And, wow, I recognized his voice, so I called him and said, hey, how'd you like to be on a list of fill-in hosts? He says, I'd love it. So we needed it for Friday, and Rosie set it up. So there we go. I wanted to listen to it. I think it was a great program. The second hour had a wonderful guest talking about internet regulation of the internet. Should it be done? We can actually get into that a little bit because I have something that I want to share. So we had a couple people call. I guess they didn't want to go on the air. Is that right? Oh, okay. There were people who called on the...
Yeah, there were some people.
Yeah.
They apparently are over it. No.
What is wrong with these people? Call the phone number, 479-1080. Get me all jazzed and excited that there's someone listening wanting to interact.
I think they get mad that we put them on hold, but, you know... Oh, well, some of them...
They got mad that we put them on hold?
I don't
know. Okay,
well,
here, I'm just going to put them on directly then, because we can't take the chance of having anybody... Hello, who is this?
Oh, that's us.
Oh, it's Odessa?
Yes.
Now, Odessa, be honest with me. Why did you call before, say you wanted to go on the air? I presume I didn't hear this, but your name got written on the computer screen as Odessa's on line one, and that means you want to go on the air, typically. And then I went to put you on the air, and you were gone. What happened?
I don't like
Was
to
it
be
something
on hold.
I said or did?
I just don't like to be on hold.
Oh, okay, well, you're on now. You're not on hold. You're on the air on your favorite radio station.
Well, you said to call in if we wanted to hear the YouTube thing, so that's why I called in, and then all this other stuff was going on, and I was like, well, I don't know if I want to talk to him now.
Oh, you want to hear the YouTube interview of Dr. Wallach being interviewed by Alex Jones on the national
that's
show?
Right.
Okay,
yes.
Well, I'll put down one vote. Has anybody called against it, Nikki? No?
Not that I know.
Okay, good. All righty. Well, thank you, Odessa. What else, what are you doing today? Are you a happy person?
I am a happy person. Yesterday was my 39th birthday, making myself older.
Today?
Yesterday was.
Oh, well, I can't wish you a happy birthday if it's not today.
I'm sorry. Anyway, we're going up the coast.
I could apologize to you for not wishing it to you yesterday.
Well, you know what? I was listening to the radio in the morning, and my whole family forgot to tell me happy birthday. And Rosemary did her little birthday list, and she said, and if it's your birthday today, happy birthday. And I yelled, thank you to Rosie, and my whole family came running in and said, happy birthday.
speaking of which, and by the way, it isn't really your birthday. Their birthday was the day you were born. It was the 39th anniversary of your birth. Speaking of which, not tomorrow, not today, but Monday, the 9th of November in the year of our Lord, 2009, that will be the 58th anniversary of my birth.
Wow.
Now, how about that? I will accept. I will accept pre-birthday, happy birthday.
I was going to say, happy pre-birthday.
You know, after I just said that it really isn't a birthday, it should be happy pre-58th anniversary of your birth day.
There you go. Happy
day
wishes. Pre-anniversary.
Okay. So I will accept those starting immediately.
And presents
I won't think less of you if you don't wish them to me, if you forget, if you call the program. But chances are we'll leave you on longer if you start the call by wishing me a happy 58th anniversary of my birth on Monday.
What time is your show on Monday?
My show?
Yeah.
I have no show on Monday. Should I have one because it's the 58th anniversary of my birth?
You got to celebrate the anniversary.
Okay. Who should we throw off? I can pull rank around here and just decide whose program I want to commandeer.
You really want me to say?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
2-4, my husband says.
Who?
David Corsi. No, I do like it.
He's a very nice man.
He is a very nice man. Just has different opinions than most of us.
And isn't that a good thing for a talker?
Yes,
don't you want to have all kinds of discussions and points of view expressed on a radio station instead of the same one saying you're a breath of fresh air? To me, you're a breath of halitosis air if it's just the same old thing being on the radio station all the time.
I do call his station. He does have good subjects sometimes.
He has good subjects,
like
and he's very, very articulate.
Yes.
But he does hang up on people. He hangs up on everybody with whom he disagrees, typically. Most people with whom
he disagrees. He hasn't hung up on me, so we're good.
Well, then there's talk from our good friend Scott Gold of Shirt Crafters of producing a I Got Hung Up On by David Corsi t-shirt.
Maybe they should call more often.
And I think that's a great idea. It was his idea. But it would be sort of be dumb to do it if David Corsi isn't with us anymore, because he's been making noises quite publicly and on the air, I understand. And I've heard one or two. Yes, about having to leave. Because, you know, he needs to make a living too, and he's a professional writer during the day, and that's sort of the heart of his day. To do 2 hours of radio, you got at least an hour or two to prepare. So that takes away a lot of time, you know, and there's something about radio that's like a, it's like an addict. It's almost like heroin being injected into your veins, especially when people call you up and tell you how much they like you and appreciate, you know, your show and this and that. Uh-huh. It's sort of like it's an addictive thing, and it sort of gets you thinking, you know, it could blow your head way out of proportion. I know it has mine, because I can't get out of the studio sometimes. I have to wait until my head, you know, contracts a little bit.
Well, we kind of like listening to it, and it kind of feels that way sometimes when we're listening to it.
Right. I see. Okay. Well, if David decides to stick around for any amount of time, I think we should make up those shoits and pass them out to people who are qualified to receive them. You know? Anyhow, thank you, Odessa, for your call.
Thank you guys for all you guys done. You make my Saturdays fun when I wake up.
Well, good. It's
your guy with the seeds, that was a really good, I liked listening to that.
Which one?
The guy with the seeds?
Oh, yeah. The Michael Olson's program, The Food Chain, right before this program.
Yeah.
It scared the bleep out of me.
Me too. I used to live in Nebraska, and I know how true that is. I never thought it would hit out here, but it has.
You know, being conservative, not necessarily Republican, but conservative, people tend to... you know, be in favor of bigger corporations. Do you think I'm saying anything that's not true?
No.
And yet, the bigger a corporation gets, the more I, as a conservative, I'm willing to label myself a moderate conservative, even though I don't really care for labels.
I
detest big corporations. Who have no heart and soul and concern for anybody except themselves.
Yeah.
I despise those companies more than even the liberals do. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I have no use at all for the companies that we do business with here at KSCO. I have a chip on my shoulder, and I look forward to the day when we don't need any of them, you know, where we could produce our own content that is of enough quality that we don't need to depend on big companies to set the rules for us to be able to be part of their affiliate list, you know.
it's
really funny, you know. It's funny. So is there anybody else out there that shares my sentiments, or because you know, you almost In order to bring goods and services to the public at a reasonable price, you have to get big. So it's sort of a, you know, it's a clashing thing here for me. What do you have any thoughts on that?
I'm a little dazed and confused on how we've let it get to this point.
Uh-huh.
I never thought I grew up a Democrat in a Democratic family, but I was never really a Democrat. I don't know how to, I don't even know what I am now because, like I said, I don't like labels.
Yeah.
So I'm in the same mindset as you, sorta.
Okay.
But I'm sure I could probably disagree with you a couple times.
And I've been told that I'm a closet liberal. Corsi himself told me that once. He says he's suspicious that I'm a closet liberal.
I've heard him say that.
Yeah. Anyhow, whatever. Hey, thanks very much for your call to the Saturday special. We do appreciate it. Keep listening to KSCO and tell everyone you know.
We do. Thank you.
Thank you. Now we've got Dick in Watsonville, our next caller to the Saturday special. By the way, I haven't even given out the phone number. So why is it that no wonder we don't have many phone calls. 479-1080. It's an open mic program. Dick, what you got?
Oh, I hardly concur with you about the size of corporations, but I disagree in one point. You do not have to become majorly huge to deliver services that people can afford. I refer you immediately to Shopper's Corner.
Okay. You're right.
Yep.
You're right. Scratch what I said about that.
Yeah, but the thing that's more terrifying about large corporations, Michael, is that the survival of the corporation itself becomes more important than the delivery of service. And that is, to me, terrifying. I have been, working for myself for over 30 years, so I had forgotten what this was like.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have a companion who works for UCSF, and you watch people up there just running with their heads down and this dour look on their face.
University of California, San Francisco.
San Francisco, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And you watch people hurrying up there to get to their positions in the hospital and do what they're supposed to do in the hospital, and they're all terrified.
More so these days, or is that just all the time?
All the time.
Uh-huh. A difference, Dick. That's a difference between, big city living and Santa Cruz living, although it seems to me that Santa Cruz, when you mention Santa Cruz to anybody in the world who's heard of it, what do you think of when you think of Santa Cruz? Laid back. Everybody says laid back. Well, it's true. It's definitely more laid back than the Bay Area and other big cities and so forth, but I think it's changing.
Let's take a look at Granite Construction, one of the biggest construction companies in the world, which is based here in Watsonville in the Santa Cruz area. And people who work there have the same problem. The corporation is more important than the individual. The survival of the corporation is more important than the quality of the service that is delivered.
Uh-huh.
God forbid we should make a mistake and have to own up to it. It might cause us trouble in our career track.
Yeah. let's see. Let's connect what you're talking about to one of my favorite subjects for years, and that is property rights, and I know you're interested in that too.
Oh, absolutely.
To me, that's my favorite subject. I mean, it'll always get me going here. And it's always galled me that certain supervisors in our area subscribe to the rights of the masses are more important than the rights of the individual.
Yes.
Okay. Now, is that in line with what you just said a minute ago?
Yes, it is.
Or is it clashing with it?
No, sir. It's perfectly in line with it. And a classic instance of that is this determination to destroy the healthcare system that serves 88% of this country rather well in order to provide at least some healthcare for 12% of the country. 4% of which are illegal, and 4% of which are too young to even care about.
But that's not the masses.
That's the masses.
The masses are us, I think. Still,
yeah. The masses are the 88% of us.
Yeah.
And why?
Okay, I guess what I'm saying here is about property rights. The neighbors. It's what offends the neighbors or pleases the neighbors. Seems to be more important. I remember a supervisor named Jan Butes who was on for many, many years.
I remember Jan.
And she actually ran on a platform of protecting private property rights, and she turned out to be the greatest enemy, probably even more so than Gary Patton, of private property rights that this town, that this county has ever had.
Yes, I mean, I am so
tired. We actually helped her get elected, and she went on to turn around and stab us all, stab anybody who cares about private property rights in the back or in the chest.
Yeah, I mean,
or between the eyes.
Yes.
You know, because of this whole idea of staying elected. You get elected helping everybody, telling everybody what they want to hear.
Yeah.
But once you're elected, you know, you're probably better off appealing to the have-nots than the haves, because there are more of them.
Yes.
And chances are that's how you'll stay in power.
Yes. Yes, as Obama so succinctly put it, it's just an election promise. But yes, I am tired of looking at story polls on property where everybody gets to vote on whether or not they like the design of your new house.
Yeah.
No, that's absurd.
Yeah, well, that's what got me interested in politics back in 1979. I had to go through design review to build a house on a slope in West Santa Cruz, just because it was on a slope of that had slopes in excess of 30%. And
yeah.
I had to ask the neighbors if they would approve of my design.
I know.
Wait a minute. The neighbors don't own my property. I do.
Yeah,
the neighbors don't pay the taxes. I do. The neighbors don't pay the mortgage. I do.
Yeah. I went through this.
But the neighbors don't have to pay anything, but the neighbors are the people I have to please. And that's what just frosts me.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Is it getting better? No, it's probably getting worse. It's probably getting – let's change the topic. Do you have something nice to tell me today?
Yes, it's a beautiful day out here, and I'm going to a wedding.
Okay, good.
Yes, and I'll tell you what. At our age, weddings are a wonderful thing to have in your life.
Yeah.
You know, to go to weddings and to enjoy the dancing and the singing and the joy of a young couple starting out is wonderful.
Right.
But when you get to be over 60, the funerals tend to outnumber them.
Are you over 60?
Oh, I hate to admit it, but yes, I am.
I'm sorry.
Cheer up, my friend. You're only 2 years away.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's okay to be older, I guess, because if you believe that the future is not what the present or past has been.
Yes.
You know, but if you have offspring, in my case I don't, but I have nieces and nephews and, you know, so forth.
Like what?
I'm sorry, you know, if things turn out like they seem to be shaping up, it's not going to be as fun a place to be. But here I'm doing the same thing that I didn't want to do. It's the program is degenerating.
The children have only the memory of now. And to them, what is now is perfectly normal. And they're just as happy. I mean, people are people, and we make our joy. We make our happiness. We look around us and we go, that's nice, I want to do that.
Uh-huh.
Or we go, that's not nice, I think I'll stay away from that. And even though they didn't grow up the way we grew up, they're perfectly happy. They are perfectly happy. They don't know any differently. And they're, you know, I look at my nephews and they're having a wonderful time with life.
Right. Okay. Well, so you are a happy person. What is it that constitutes happiness? And could you be happier in your life? I want to ask that of everyone. So don't call unless you're willing to be asked that question.
The answer is yes, I'm happy. And I don't know what would make me happier. I love, you know, when you get to be 64, you look retirement right in the eye.
Yeah.
And here's a fun story. I went back to my 40th college reunion.
Yeah.
Half the class is retired and regretting it. The other half is still working and regretting it. And it's like, where's the sense in that? You know, I am still working. I love what I do. I will continue doing it until I finally wake up one morning and go, no, what I really want to do is play golf. But that day hasn't come yet. You know, golf once a week, that works. Golf once a month, maybe. Well, I can live with that, but I don't like it.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, that what would make me happier, being able to golf once a week at least. Maybe even twice a week. But, no, basically, Michael, I'm happy. I'm happy. I've got all the troubles that everybody else has. You know, I don't want to sound, you know, like life is perfect for me. It isn't.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've got to pay a mortgage. I've got to pay taxes I don't like. You know, I've got neighbors I disagree with sometimes. But so what? That's part of life.
Uh-huh.
You know, I got clients that, you know, some are wonderful and some, you know, why did I get in this business? But that's part of life.
Tell us what business you're in. It has to do with roofing technology, right?
I do construction management of all kinds.
Oh.
Yeah, we branched out years and years ago. People kept asking us, you know, well, can you do this? The answer was always, well, sure, I'll give it a shot.
Uh-huh.
So we do all kinds of things, from seismic retrofit to soil stabilization to paving to waterproofing to, you know, dry rot to you name it, we do it.
Right.
And that's what I do for a living. And, you know, sometimes...
And the name of your company is?
It's ERTECH. ERTECH Construction Management.
ERTECH.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Proprietor, Dick from Watsonville.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Corporation, 30 years. Celebrating 30 years this year.
All righty.
How about that?
I think it's great. Thanks for calling the Saturday special, Dick. We appreciate it. And it looks like we're getting more and more requests in the email and text messaging and so forth to play this, at least part of this Alex Jones, Doc Wallach interview that's gone viral on the Internet.
Oh, cool.
Okay, so we'll probably do that. But, Nikki, let's do a commercial break first. Thank you, Dick. Talk to you soon. Phone numbers are 479-1080 if you want to join the Saturday special with MZ. It's pretty much an open mic program. You can bring up topics that you want to. We do have some I am interested in particular topics. We are upgrading our website. I'm about to make the deal in the next 2 or 3 days. With someone who's given me some really neat ideas. And I gave this person, I sent this person to a particular website that I became acquainted with. You know what? I'll tell you that after the commercial. So let's just play the commercials and and plan on seeing you back here on the other side. But listen to the commercials.
Hi, Tim Whitlow from Whitlow Concrete. Pleased to sponsor this portion of the Saturday special on KSCO AM 1080. Get ideas for your project from our website, whitlowconcrete.com, and call us at 475-4499 for a free quote. That's 475-4499.
My name is Vivian Moreno, and this is how I live United. I volunteer with United Way, and this year, I helped over 175 families get back their earned income tax credit. People are so happy when they find out, and I still feel like I get back more than I give just by volunteering. My name is Vivian Moreno. I don't just wear the shirt. I live it.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Sing for Your Life, the 7th Annual School Music Benefit presented by the Gold Standard Barbershop Chorus takes place on Saturday, November 7th at 1:30 and 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, November 8th at 3 p.m. at the Aptos High Performing Arts Center. 9 local schools are showcased along with the electrifying International College Quartet champions, the Vagrants. Tickets are $15 in advance or $20 at the door. If you'd like more information, call 831-423-4155. Proud sponsored by KSCO.
Hello, I'm Robert Stangerl. Many Santa Cruzans know me as Big Boy. The original Stangerl family has been in business since 1879. Our name stands for quality, quantity, and great service. Howard Gilda's restaurant on the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf is still the fishing headquarters for the area. It's where fishermen gather every morning for coffee and breakfast before heading out on the bay. Stop by Gilda's and say hello. Both my son Dino and I look forward to meeting you at Gilda's at the center of the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf.
You might not be able to say it very easily. Apiary, that's what she said to me. Let me just tell you something about the rest. If you're into bees and beeswax, then you're into Pacific Crest.
Give the most this holiday season by giving the gift of honeybees. Hi, I'm Dana Mum of Pacific Crest Apiary's Honey Farm and Gift Store. Come out for a visit. We're just a stone's throw from Aptos at 875 Calabasas Road.
You'll find Dana's handcrafted beeswax candles in many styles, lots of delicious honeys, and a gift store stocked to the rafters with the kinds of gifts your loved ones will keep forever. Tuesdays to Sundays, 11 to 5. Drive. Directions at PacificCrestApiaries.com.
A proud member of Think Local First.
Back for me. Pacific Crest.
Pacific Crest.
Apiary.
Oh, how sweet.
I'm Peter from User Friendly Computing, and we want to be your computer people. At User Friendly, we understand that computer problems mean business problems. We've been serving the Santa Cruz business community for over 16 years, and we're small business specialists. Wouldn't it be nice to never worry about computer problems again? Viruses, email, printing, network problems, whatever. With our proactive service contract, we offer priority service, internet content filtering, and 24/7 monitoring of all your computer systems, so we know about and fix your problems before they disrupt your important business. Shouldn't you be spending your time running your business instead of fussing with frustrating computer problems? Save your time and sanity by calling the computer experts today at 423-9653. That's our 24-hour service line at 423-9653. At User Friendly Computing, where we're small enough to know you, big enough to serve you.
I think you said that you didn't hear Brad Kava's program yesterday. That's what he talked about in the first hour. A lot of the dance clubs in Santa Cruz downtown are upset because the police want to tax them for people having fun dancing all night.
Really? That's ridiculous.
Well, so, yeah, it got the phones ringing for sure. 479-1080 if you want to call the Saturday special on your favorite radio station. It's MZ. Nikki is at the controls here. Boy, am I lucky Nikki's here to fly this plane here. If you want to call us, it's an open mic program. Bring up your own topics, and if I like it, we'll continue it. And if it's really good, then it'll spark the phones ringing, and everybody else will want to talk about it too. What does Barbara in Marina want to talk about? Hi, Barbara.
Hi. Well, really, I didn't even want to go on air. That wasn't my intention. I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday because we share the same birthday.
Oh, Barbara.
Yeah.
We do? Yeah, I
yes,
share the same
do.
Birthday with we share the same birthday with Spiro Agnew.
And also Mackenzie Phillips.
You're kidding.
No. I just found that out recently.
And Emma McGraw, my grand niece. She was born on the same day that I was. Well, not the exact same day, like 49 years later, you know. But
well, the thing is that, you know, for years and years, of course, I've listened to KSTO, being in the area. And I always just knew that, you know, your birthday was November 9th.
You did know that?
Yes, because that's why I'm calling, to wish you a happy birthday.
Well, wait, no, it's because I talked about that. I mean, I talked about that, you know, earlier in the program today. Yeah, you must have missed that.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear it.
Oh, okay.
I didn't hear it. Actually, I did not hear it. I just flipped on the program about 15 minutes ago, and I just, you know, I don't agree with everything you talk about in your program because I'm progressive and you're more, you know, on the right.
Me personally, or me personally, or the station?
No. Well, the station. I'm sorry, the station.
Truth be known, I'm Mr. Milk Toast.
Well, I actually adore you.
Except when it comes to property rights.
Well, I adore the program on Saturday. That's when I listen, and Rosemary's program in the morning. And other than that, I really don't listen. I hate to say.
Well, what about 2 to 4 in the afternoon? We have a progressive on there.
I like Randy Rhodes.
Well, we don't have her anymore.
Yeah, I know, but I like her on the other station. But anyway.
Oh my God! What others? There's no other station.
I know. I won't say it. I won't say it. But I just wanted to say happy birthday because, like I said, we have the same birthday.
Thank you, Barbara from Marina. How kind of you.
Okay.
That's very sweet. And you just knew that. You didn't hear it on the radio today.
I've heard it for years. hurt for you because actually I really have, I mean, I really appreciate the station for many reasons. You know, back in the 89 and the earthquake and the fires, and actually in the morning when you guys do your talk about, you know, what's going on the roads and stuff like that, you have a fabulous program as far as that goes.
Why, thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Keep listening.
And, yeah, I don't want to change you. If you know that you don't like a particular program like Rush or something, why be in pain? But we do change enough so that you might discover that if you listen to some day parts you haven't listened to in a while on our station, that you might be attracted to them.
Yes, I will try it out.
Give it a swirl. Okay, thank you, okay. Barbara. You take care. Annalise in SoCal, welcome to the Saturday special with MZ.
Thank you. I'm calling because I understand you have your birthday on November 9.
I do.
It's my brother's birthday also. It's all in the family, I guess.
We should have a collective November 9th anniversary of birth party.
Party?
Where should we go?
Well,
all of us who have the same birthday should, we should do that.
Unfortunately, he's in another state.
Well, that shouldn't stop him. There's airplanes and things like
yes,
that.
Oh, yeah, quite. You know, and he also is a professor, so he does have an obligation.
And there's enough time between now and Monday, you
that
know,
he could arrange for a substitute.
Might have to pay a premium.
Yes, rather.
On the airfare. But, yeah, you're right. The substitute thing could work.
For a professor, yes.
Right.
He could do that.
If you were going to put together such an event, where would you hold it?
Since it's your birthday, leave it to MZ. That's what I would say. As long as he doesn't take issue with my name twice and tell me I should change my name, which was not a good
thing. That was a terrible... Did I do that?
Yes. You told me... You got on the phone the first time I ever spoke to you. I was actually just ebullient about Marianne's ice cream, and you said to me, is this really your name, and why have you not changed it?
I said that.
That was your opening statement, and I thought, how incredibly rude. And
that is incredibly rude.
Someone should talk to him about PR, but that isn't why I'm calling you now.
No. You should talk to me about PR now, and so should everybody else, because we have done a very poor job of PR in our community. We do a good job of serving our community on the air.
Actually, that's partly what I wanted to say, is how much I appreciate when people are well-mannered and can share their ideas without stomping all over anyone who disagrees, mm-hmm. or hanging up on them, which I find incredibly rude just to listen to happen. Really, I really appreciate the differences of opinions. I very, very much like Corey Gold. I think he has both an extraordinarily intelligent mind, a way of presenting things. He listens to diverse opinions without hanging up or screaming at them, which really offends me just to hear somebody do that to another person. And when I called David Corsi about that, and I said, please just don't hang up on me.
The first thing he did is hang up on you, probably.
Exactly.
Right?
Screamed at me,
oh,
said it was
God.
His program, he could do what he wanted. I thought, well, gosh, this is exactly why, you know, I don't listen to you.
Offensive. I don't mean to laugh.
But it is so much his PR, and, you know, it's his way, his MO, his way of doing public relations. It's so offensive. But what I really called to say, now that you've accepted my first name as All Right, which I think is lovely.
It is a lovely name.
Well, actually, I think it is.
I must have been intoxicated when I said what I said.
I thought maybe you had just eaten too much Marianne's ice cream that morning.
Entirely possible.
Because they do make incredible ice cream.
Yeah.
But it actually means Anne of Lilies. But the other thing I wanted to say...
Means what?
Anne of Lilies in French.
Oh.
Yes. It actually has to do with my family history, which is French.
Uh-huh.
And so it's actually equivalent to the fleur-de-lis, which is the family crest, which has to do with family royalty. But without getting into all of that, it's actually French royalty, uh-huh. but without getting into all of that, I wanted to wish also Odessa a belated happy birthday on the air since she called in. I'd never heard her speak. And on the air, I understand she has done it nom de plume in the past,
mm-hmm.
but she came out and said her name, and she sounds just like herself. She's a jolly, wonderful, intelligent, creative person, and I just so enjoy knowing her, and I hope that she has a wonderful birthday, and every day is another day of your birth. Every day we're still alive. It's a new day.
Now, who can argue with that?
Who can? And hopefully not. Hopefully people are happy. But I want to wish you also a happy birthday. My brother's birthday, my brother Jean-David, his birthday is on the 9th. I have not known very many people whose birthday was the 9th. And so I just really want to wish you a very happy birthday.
Okay, wait a second here. You can do it. I appreciate it. Thank you. And I've heard that. I've heard it loud and clear, and that's the sweetest, kindest thing. But here's Odessa herself.
Wait a minute.
Hi, Annalise.
How did
happy,
you get on the
birthday.
Phone at the same time?
The magic of technology.
Isn't that wonderful? Odessa, I'm so sorry. I did try to call you in advance of your birthday. I can't seem to get you to the phone. But I left messages, and I just am so glad to be able to now do this. Thank you very much, MZ, for this opportunity.
You're welcome. So, yeah,
she's a
now,
great person.
We've gotten so many requests to play what I invited people to request. So we're going to start doing that. Thank you very much, you guys.
I want to thank you for your program, MZ. You do such a great job.
Well, you're very kind.
Mega dittos.
Yeah, you're very kind. And when we have these programs, we have a comment line at 429-2222. We still haven't disconnected that. I've been threatening to disconnect it because people use that when they get cut off the radio, they use that they call the comment line and finish up. And sometimes it takes an hour and a half.
Oh, my goodness.
It's just awful.
Well,
you know?
I have very good things to say, so I can call and...
But the comment line only accepts compliments. We don't accept any complaints.
What I would do is balance the equation with compliments.
This is good.
Yes, okay. I would. No problem.
Thank
In fact,
you
I'm
so
writing
much.
To you about it.
Okay, good.
Yes,
I'll look for it.
With a check.
What?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It's true, but you're going to see all this on Wednesday anyway.
On Wednesday?
But you don't know what's coming, so I would have done it on Monday, but it would not have worked.
Wednesday.
Never mind.
Are you guys putting together a belated surprise party for me?
Well, actually,
is that what's going on right now?
I'm not saying anything. If it was a surprise, what would I want to do to shoot myself in the foot by telling you in advance? And it wouldn't be a surprise, would it? So you just have to sit and wonder.
You do have a point there.
That's what part of a birthday is about, is the surprise wonder of wonderful things happening.
Right.
And after that, I'll let you get on with the rest of your program.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
you.
The call from
happy
both.
Happy birthday, you both.
Thank you to Odessa and to you to Annalise whenever it is, because we all have one.
Yes, we do.
Okay, thank
Every
you much.
Day.
Here we go.
All right.
Trace minerals prevent catastrophic diseases in newborns. It's now well known, that's just common knowledge, that trace mineral deficiencies can cause all sorts of mental retardation, all sorts of disease. But it's Dr. Wallach who pioneered a lot of that. And, of course, he hosts the nationally syndicated radio program, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. You can find out more at nogerms.info. Dr. Wallach, it's great to have you here with us.
Well, thank you, Alex. It's just a real honor and a privilege, and look forward to the half hour.
You bet. Let's start with basically your philosophy, your discoveries, your worldview, and then put that in context with all the talk of forced inoculations, trying to make medical workers take the shot, and where our whole society is going with this type of medical mafia, this medical tyranny.
Well, the acknowledgement that we have the medical tyranny goes back to June of 1776, when Benjamin Rush, who was the first U.S. Surgeon General, stated to the Continental Congress that he wanted an amendment in the Constitution, the rough of the Constitution, that said that people would have access to whatever health sciences they wanted, equally as they did freedom of speech and freedom of religion, because, and I'm quoting him now, that if that doesn't happen, a single class of men would take over health sciences, and that would constitute the Bastille of health sciences, which is un-American, unquote. That was in June of 1776. And his worst nightmares have come to fruit. And it's a very scary thing because our healthcare system sucks from the top to the bottom, if I could use that term. And there's many, many indicators to this effect. And all the politicians, all they seem to want to do is to raise money to pay for ever-increasing costs without fixing the care that people get. And this is the interface that I like to jump in, where we've, for instance, let's just take diabetes, which makes up 12% of the American population. 30 million Americans have type 2 diabetes. And we learned how to prevent and cure type 2 diabetes in 1957. This was work done at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. It's very credible. I've been using this system since 1978 and literally have helped tens of thousands of people every year since 1978. Eliminate diabetes. It's very easily eliminated with a little nutritional supplementation program. And this is all determined by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, again, in 57. I don't know why, but I'm the only guy in the world that uses this. It was originally done in animals. It was shown to be true in human beings in 1977. It was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. And again, nobody uses it. And the reason is a simple diabetic who lives 25 years after diagnosis is worth $750,000 to his primary care physician. He's worth $3 million in total to all the other specialists, the eye specialists, the neurologists, the surgeons, cardiologists, endocrinologists, urologists, all the people involved with treating a diabetic is over $4 million. And they can actually be cured for $3 a day or less. And once the cure takes place, you can drop that down to maybe a buck and a half a day just for maintenance. And this is not used because the medical system is not required by law to cure people when their cure is available. There's no law requiring doctors to cure people. There's no law requiring the pharmaceutical industry to make a percentage of their drugs as cures instead of just micromanaging blood sugar or micromanaging blood pressure. And when you micromanage blood sugar for diabetes, blood sugar is not the disease. You can have your blood sugar perfect and you'll still die from diabetes and get your feet cut off and go blind. Each year in America, Alex, and this is according to the Journal of the American Medical Association, according to the Center for Disease Control, which tracks disease and adverse events and misadventures by everybody in the United States out of Atlanta, Georgia, they say that in hospitals alone in America each year, there's 300,000 people who are killed by doctors. These are people who go in there to get a toe amputated. They're going in there to get an ear operation, deliver a baby, and the doctors kill them.
Now, we all know people, and of course, that's the government's own numbers, is 300,000
yes.
From bad surgeries and dirty hospitals. But it's even more from bad drug interactions, as you know, doctor. And it's just getting worse and worse. I was going to ask you, but go ahead and finish your point. Why is diabetes skyrocketing so fast? But go ahead.
Okay, well, that's, again, because they have a misadventure in trying to figure out what's going on. They believe that diabetes is a genetic disease. It is not. It's a simple mineral deficiency disease. And they keep looking for the gene. They keep looking for some way to genetically engineer something they can inject into people and cure the disease. When we've known for 52 years how to end it, just like if you have iron deficiency anemia, give somebody iron and it goes away. You have somebody with rickets when they're a kid before their legs get misshapen, you give them vitamin D and it goes away. You have somebody with scurvy and you give them vitamin C and it goes away. You have somebody with diabetes and you give them these two trace minerals and it just goes away. This was proven again and published in the New England Journal of Medicine back in 1977 in humans. So this isn't just me, some dumb farm kid out here from Missouri making this up. This is quite scientifically correct. Now, I've only picked out one disease. It's the animal industry, and as pointed out earlier in the program, I'm a veterinarian as well as a physician.
So we'll play some more of this next hour if you want to hear it, but that's about it for hour number one of the KSCO Saturday Special right here on your favorite radio station, KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. It's 11 a.m.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Stanley. President Obama keeping up his full court press for health care reform, making a trip to Congress this morning to do some personal lobbying for the House reform bill, which may come to a vote later today.
I just came from the Hill where I talked to the members of Congress there, and I reminded them that opportunities like this come around maybe once in a generation.
The president not addressing the question of whether the Democrats have enough votes to actually pass the bill. The well of the House chamber, a beehive of activity, as debate and votes on amendments to the bill are underway. The House Speaker confident the bill will pass in the end.
We will make not only history, but progress for America's working families.
Republicans say their 177 members are in lockstep against the bill, and a GOP spokesman says the opposition doesn't end there.
Results made clear the American people don't like where the Democrats are trying to take our country.
Mississippi Republican Governor Hallie Barbour of delivering the GOP weekend media speech. The House has just voted to accept the Rules Committee's work that will bring the bill to the floor for 4 hours of debate. The Fort Hood, Texas massacre continues to reverberate. Both Texas Governor Rick Perry and former President and First Lady George W. and Laura Bush visiting some of the wounded. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown is live at Fort Hood with the latest.
Chris, for the victims brought to Scott and Memorial Hospital in Temple, Texas, things are looking good.
We've actually made a fair bit of progress in the last 24 hours. Of the original 10 patients who were admitted, 4 have gone home. 1 may go home today.
Oh, but some have a long way to go, says Dr. W. Roy Smythe, the chief of surgery here. It's the same hospital where the hero, Sergeant Kimberly Munley, is convalescing and where there's a big blood mobile hoping for donations to help the other victims, Chris.
All right, thanks, Evan. They're keeping an eye on Ida. Forecasters watching the storm, which drenched Central America as it moves north toward the Gulf of Mexico. It's a tropical storm again. Could be a hurricane by tomorrow night. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
The biggest names in talk radio. The biggest names on cable news. Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, and Dave Ramsey can be downloaded in a commercial-free audio podcast for one or all of these most influential opinion makers in America. To find out how you can subscribe to the Fox News Quadcast, go to foxnewstalk.com. foxnewstalk.com. O'Reilly, Hannity, Beck, and Ramsey. When you want it from foxnewstalk.com.
No one keeps you connected like Fox Business. Smart, sharp, streaming online shows, giving you every market move the minute it happens. The best team in business, answering your texts live, on air, and online. And the Fox Business iPhone app is here. Get information on the go, watch live streaming video, stay on top of stock prices with our exclusive push alerts, and more. Get the best information how you want it, when you want it. Fox Business. Opportunity. Pure and simple.
Looks like gay rights as a ballot issue once again is a hard sell in California.
While the narrow majority of California voters support same-sex marriage, they do not want it on the ballot next year. Gay rights advocates have been divided over whether to push for a new vote in 2010 in a bid to overturn last year's ballot, limiting marriage to one man and one woman. Now, a new LA Times USC poll finds that while 51% of California voters favor same-sex marriage rights, nearly 60% don't want to revisit the issue in 2010. Race and generational lines help shape the debate. More whites than blacks or Latino support it. More young than old. More Democrat than Republican. Bill Fitka, Fox News Radio.
In New York City, a Navy ship commissioning ceremony. And not just any ship, it's the USS New York, made with tons of steel from the wreckage of the World Trade Center.
This is a key milestone in the ship's history. It means basically we're a USS ship. It means that we will be able to start training and preparing to do the nation's mission.
Lieutenant Commander Stephen R. Groves with the assault ship, which was decked out with red, white, and blue bunting for the occasion. It was put together in New Orleans by workers who survived Hurricane Katrina. Price tag, $1 billion. In the U.S., whatever it is, if it has any real or even just perceived value at all, someone will buy it.
Who knew a single strand of hair could have so much value? If it belonged to this man, it does. Thomas Morgan would not dare return a strand of Elvis Presley's hair he received from Elvis's barber more than 20 years ago. It is now going on the auction block next weekend in London. Along with letters and certificates to prove it's Elvis's hair, the guy price is between $250 and $400. Now, it's not as valuable as a clump of hair somebody kept after Elvis's head was shaved in the army in 1958. That went for $15,000. Ken Duffy, Fox News Radio.
And I'm Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
Good morning,
everyone. You're tuned in to KSCO 1080. I'm Nikki James, and I got your Central Coast forecast for the weekend. We're having partly cloudy skies early and then clearing to sunny a little later with a high of 66. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 43. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunday, sunny skies, high of 67. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Out there on the Monterey Bay, there's a small craft advisory for hazardous seas in effect through Sunday afternoon. Northwest winds 5 to 15 knots with occasional gusts up to 20 knots. Wind waves 2 feet or less. Northwest swell 14 to 17 feet at 17 seconds. And tonight, northwest winds 5 to 15 knots with occasional early evening gusts to 20 knots. Wind waves 1 to 3 feet. Northwest swell 15 to 17 feet at 16 seconds. And on Sunday, the northwest winds 5 to 15 knots. Wind waves 2 to 3 feet. Northwest swell 13 to 15 feet at 17 seconds. Current temperatures 58 degrees in Watsonville, 56 in Monterey, and what do we got? 59 in Salinas. We're at 65 here in Santa Cruz, right outside KSCO Studios, the official time, 11:06 and 47 seconds on this Saturday, November 7th, 2009. Up next, hour number two with MZ and his Saturday special.
That's exactly right.
Yes, it is.
Yes, yes, it is. Well, we do have a world premiere, Kay's commentary, coming up.
We do.
Should we do it before or after the hour two phone jingle to prove that it's hour number two of the Saturday special?
Yeah, we should definitely open the show.
Okay.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back.
So far, everybody who has responded to my question, are you happy, has been happy. That's good. That's good. I'm happy to hear that.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
And in our continuing quest to make you even more happy, we are going to play the following.
The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
This is called The Ant and the Grasshopper, and there are two different versions and two different morals. Here's the old version. The ant works hard in the withering heat all summer long, building his house and laying up supplies for the winter. The grasshopper thinks the ant is a fool and laughs and dances and plays the summer away. Come winter, the ant is worn and well fed. The grasshopper has no food or shelter, so he dies out in the cold. The moral of the story? Be responsible for yourself. Here's the modern version. The ant works hard in the withering heat all summer long, building his house and laying up supplies for the winter. The grasshopper thinks the ant is a fool and laughs and dances and plays the summer away. Come winter, the shivering grasshopper calls a press conference and demands to know why the ant should be allowed to be warm and well fed while others are cold and starving. CBS, NBC, PBS, CNN, and ABC show up to provide pictures of the shivering grasshopper next to the video of the ant in his comfortable home with a table filled with food. America is stunned by the sharp contrast. How can this be, that in a country of such wealth, this poor grasshopper is allowed to suffer so? Kermit the Frog appears on Oprah with the grasshopper, and everybody cries when they sing, "It's not easy being green." Acorn stages a demonstration in front of the ants' house where the news stations film the group singing We Shall Overcome. Reverend Jeremiah Wright then has the group kneel down to pray to God for the grasshopper's sake. Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid exclaim in an interview with Larry King that the ant has gotten rich off the back of the grasshopper, and both call for an immediate tax hike on the ant to make him pay his fair share. The ant is fined for failing to hire a proportionate number of green bugs and having nothing left to pay his retroactive taxes. His home is confiscated by the government green czar. The story ends as we see the grasshopper finishing up the last bits of the ant's food, while the government house he is in, which happens to be the ant's old house, crumbles around him because he doesn't maintain it. The ant has disappeared in the snow. The grasshopper is found dead in a drug-related incident, and the house, now abandoned, is taken over by a gang of spiders who terrorize the once peaceful neighborhood. Moral of the story? Be careful how you vote in 2010. For KSCO, this is Kay Swirling.
I guess I'm on the air here. So it came, it happened real fast. I'm going to have to listen to that again. Welcome back to KSCO, your favorite radio station. we'll go back to the telephones. If you want to give us a call, it's 479-1080. It's an open mic program. And Dave in Aromas is calling, and we're going to put Dave on right now. Hi, Dave. You're on the air.
Well, hi. How you doing? Yeah, pretty good. I've been kind of getting tired of you know, the whole political thing. It just seems so helpless. Like the last thing in your mom's commentary was the part about how you vote. Well, you know what? I'm finding out more and more it don't really make a damn bit of difference how you vote, man. It's just like, you know, forget that. I mean, they've already proven that with all the computer fraud, those guys that were doing the investigations, what, in Ohio and North Carolina, Florida, and then all this business with the proprietary, you know, the codes to the computer and people, the public can't see it. And all, you know, and it's just so creepy. It just makes you sick. So anyways, I'm just basically giving up on voting, which leads me to another point that I thought.
No, you shouldn't give up on voting.
Well,
please don't do that, because I've been tempted to do that myself, and I've heard a lot of people say that, but it's not a good thing. I mean, you really need to appreciate the at least while we still do have that precious right to vote, we really should use it. You know, it shouldn't be given up by us willingly.
If
it's going to go away, it should be taken. And I'm not saying it should be. I don't want this to come out wrong.
I know, Mike, everything is just so circumvented. I mean, just like, you know, I called up about the whole anthrax investigation and the whole you know the anthrax bioweapon CIA program. I mean, they've already got, when you're a doctor now, they've already got three doctors that have committed suicide. You know, like, remember the famous LSD doctor back in the 50s, right? They claimed he jumped out of a building in New York. Remember that case? That was like, he was part of like some psychological thing with LSD, but that wasn't it. He was also in the anthrax trip. I've been reading up on this, man, and the FBI and the CIA have just been stumbling over themselves to blame these doctors. And the last one, that Dr. Ivins that committed suicide, I mean, it's just outrageous. Like, his own boss says, he couldn't have made it. Sorry, he couldn't have done it. And these guys, we know they did it. You know what? They murdered federal postal workers, the CIA agents, and the clandestine operations they pulled off in Italy. You know, it's like, you know, I think it was Corsi. He cornered me. Like, he tried to compare that with uniform service. You know, if you were given an illegal order and blah blah blah. Well, I don't want to digress into uniform people. I just want to talk about these clandestine groups of CIA agents that go around the world kidnapping people and torturing them. And like this one particular guy, they kept him in Egypt for 4 years and then just kicked him out the door and said, well, I guess we're not going to try you with anything. No charges, nothing, man. I mean, this is just outrageous what they did. 23 of these guys now are convicted, but you know, none of them will be sent to Italy, who we do have treaties with Italy. We're supposed to turn over convicted criminals, but we're not going to do it. You know, it's just the
okay, warriors, Dave.
Yeah.
Try to be happy, okay?
Okay, well, this is what I want to tell you.
Just try to be happy.
Well, this is what I'm going to do, man. I'm out of here. I am going to become a Panamanian pensioner. Yeah, I'm moving to the highlands of, like, you know, the north kind of western corner, Boquete. You know, you ever heard of that?
No, but would you do me a favor?
Yeah.
After you've been there for 6 months, okay?
Yeah.
And you're not coming back, I assume, right?
You hate
this place.
Back,
you hate you're so disgusted with this place that you're leaving and you're not coming back. That's what I'm hearing in your voice.
You know,
am I right?
You know, what I'm
just
saying,
answer the question. Just answer the question. Are you coming back?
No. Oh yeah, I'm coming back.
You are coming. Why are you coming back if this place is so bad?
Well, I grew up here. This is my home. I mean, but I'm old now and I can't carry the torch on to fight it. I gotta go.
Well, why do you
want to
come back at all? I'm serious. Why do you want to come back at all? Why don't you if you have the resources to move to Panama, this wonderful great place that you think is gonna, and maybe it will. I mean,
there's a large international community.
If you have those, okay, there's a larger international community. So why would you want to come back at all?
Well, I might not. You never know.
Okay.
But this is what I want to digress into is the talk radio show of expatriates cruising around the world finding neat little places. And I think it's neat when people call in and say, hey, I found this neat place in Ecuador. Or, you know, I think that'd be a cool talk show. That's why I called them.
I think that's a great idea. And there is someone I know who could do that talk show right now.
You know what, dude? When I get down to
the head of Gringo Net.
When I get down to Panama, I'll be emailing. Hey, you know, dig this, man. If you're in Panama, free internet, the whole country, dude. It's unbelievable.
I'm so happy to hear you laughing, because
well,
the first, you know, 9/10 of this conversation, there was so much anger and frustration, and now there's a little bit of laughter and a smile
because
in your voice.
Everything I said is the truth.
Okay.
We've got traitors running the thing.
It's true. It's true. And the fact that it's true is pretty depressing. So why don't we just move on to something else?
Right on.
Okay.
Travel.
Okay, that sounds great. You keep us, you keep listening to us, okay, email us. And if you find that great place, I want to know about it. Because so far, everybody I know who's moved away, whether they moved away from Santa Cruz or they moved away from the United States, they've always gotten homesick and come back somehow. And a lot of times they had to come back as a renter, not an owner, because they had blown it and sold their properties here.
Well,
if they're lucky enough to have property. Many people are not.
I'm not that personality. I lived when I was 18 years old. I'm the same age as you. I moved to Australia, and I hitchhiked way up into northern Australia, north of Cairns to Cooktown and way up in there. And I stayed up there for quite a while. And I lived, like, in Carson City for a while over in the Sierras, and I lived around New Orleans. I mean, I like it here, but I'm just not glued to the point.
Okay, it sounds like you don't have family members here.
Oh, yeah, I do.
You do?
I do, yeah. And,
do they share
like
your sentiments? Do they feel like leaving with you or not?
Well, Mike, you only go down there. You don't go there for the rainy season. You go down there from about November to about April.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's only like $500 round trip. Man.
So you're talking about leaving there for more than just the fact that you don't like the politics here. You're talking about your personal creature comforts, weather and so forth. You're going for the nice weather.
I'm going for the knowledge too, just like, you know, what was it David was talking about, like try to get, you know, like if you want to make money, you know, hang around rich people. Well, dude, I want to go down and hang around the Indians. Yeah, that's the people I want to hang around with. I want to hang around with people that just are not, you know, so modernized that it's just they're always looking at their email or, you know, I just want to get away from that and meet a different group of people that are slowed down.
Okay, sounds good. I want you to stay in touch with us, okay?
Right.
Thank you, Dave
and
Aroma, so we wish you the best. It's 19 minutes past 11 a.m., on AM 1080 KSCO, your favorite radio station. And we invite you to call and make your comment or ask your question. Our phone number is 479-1080. The email address is mz@ksco.com. And, yeah, I'm particularly interested in your impressions of our, you know, the lineup on your on our radio station. You know, when we do the open mic programs, it generally turns to that. But, yeah, we had a new guy on, Brad Cava, yesterday. I want you to, any of you heard that program during the David Corsi slot from 2 to 4 p.m., I'd like you to give us a call and weigh in. I thought it was pretty good, but maybe you didn't. 479-1080. Richard N. Watsonville, welcome to the Saturday Special.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
How are you, Richard N. Watsonville?
I'm all right. I heard that Cava show yesterday.
Yeah? What'd you think?
Boring.
Boring?
But then that's me, man. Oh. You know, you got to remember, that guy came from print. Okay?
That's exactly right. But it's print about radio. I mean, he's one of us.
No, he's not.
He's not?
No. Oh. He didn't even talk about us. He talked about riding around in police cars, do ride-alongs, and about bars, the bars in Santa Cruz.
Well, they're interesting topics. He did what a good talk show host could do, throw out a few topics here that were of interest to him. And
you know what, Mike?
What?
I would have much rather heard Andrew and Daniel.
Andrew who?
Andrew and Daniel. The two guys answered
the phone. Okay, yeah.
The two guys that he kept talking about, the two guys, you know, that with Dave Michaels may not be too bad because he kept talking about them more than anything else. And here he is, man. I mean, it almost reminds me of Tom Honig. You remember that?
I remember Tom Honig many years ago.
He used to think he was something else, too. He would never lower himself to come and talk to us on radio. But he did, didn't he?
I don't remember that. Every time we've invited Tom when he was managing editor of the Sentinel, he graciously accepted our invitation and came always. What are you talking about?
It seemed like he was lighting too many fires around us, in my humble opinion.
I don't know.
I just have had so much hate for print and television over the years. Print, we were taught, was, you know, killing the trees and all this stuff. We were supposed to get rid of that. Until I found out about the cameras and TV, showing us what they want us to see, Mike.
Oh, yes.
You know, and putting out that they get
it's all
these...
corrupt, except, of course, for us.
Well, wait a minute. Let's stick with Cava. Because he's a guy that brags about from New York, and he comes out here, and he's with the Mercury News, and he goes up to Santa Rosa, and he's into print, and he's calling the shots. All of a sudden, he's nothing.
No, he's a very powerful media person.
Where?
In the blogs now, in the blogosphere.
Well, what the hell's a blog?
Hey, I got to tell you something, Richard.
Like you said at the beginning, man, there's people out there that don't know this business, like, you know, the computer thing that you're talking about. And, he's not famous in the circles that I'm running around in.
That's the minority, Richard.
I mean, I'm running around in the minority circles like your mom's talking about, that little ant. I'm just, you know, happy as a pig dipped in whatever.
A pig dipped in excrement?
Whatever. I mean, yes, I'm not out being greedy, and I'm not like the last caller who's getting ready to move out because he doesn't like it here, even though he's from here, and he's going to go to Panama. All these people just pack up and move out, and the sooner the better, right? I think. That's my opinion. I mean,
if you're truly not happy here, you should pack up and leave. But I don't think most of the people who say they're truly not happy here are truly not happy here.
Well, it doesn't matter whether you're happy or not. You better get used to what's going on around here because something's going to hit the fan, and I think you should be ready for it, don't you, Mike?
The bleep is going to hit the fan.
That's right.
It's already starting to happen.
And I'm ready
for
it.
Are we ready for it?
Why not? I mean, how ready are you for it, Mike?
Not as ready as I'd like to be.
I mean, do we have to have gold? Do we really have to have gold when the poop hits the fan? You can't eat it. Don't taste good.
And it's something that could be readily stolen.
Well, who cares? What are they going to do with it?
I don't know.
That's why there's no reason to have it, man.
Well, it's good to fill, you know, it's good for crowns and your teeth and stuff like that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, the jury's still out on that, but... Come on, Mike.
So listen, Richard N. Watsonville.
There's a lot of... What?
you know, there are so many. You started to say something, and I started to say, and now I forgot. It went out of my brain.
It doesn't matter. I'm focused on this print man that's on the radio who wants to talk about computers and the internet and the future and all this stuff. And then who does he bring on as a guest in the second hour but some guy that wants to sell you on being your big brother, huh? Is that what that was all about?
No, he was just letting people know that there was a way. He was an attorney.
No, he said
he was letting people know that there is a way for you to deal with being trashed on the internet.
That's right. You could actually be trashed, and he's talking about, you know, Kava. He's told Kava that, okay, the San Jose Mercury is going to take everything in their archives and throw it out on the internet. I'm thinking, that sounds big to me. I have no idea what these guys are talking about, but that sounds bigger than I really want to find out about. Isn't it, Mike?
Yes, it's quite big.
Okay. I say too bad, too late. And that's only because I don't know anything about computers.
Okay.
But I can live without them, Mike.
Yeah.
And I think computers have made people a whole lot greedier than they should
be. Well, we have to do a much better website than we are doing now. I'm going to listen up, everybody.
Hey, you remember the Commodore? Before you say something,
yes.
But you remember him?
Yes.
He tried calling in a while ago and couldn't get in. But he's listening on his computer down in a boat in the harbor in San Diego.
Okay, tell him that we want to hear from him.
Oh, I'm sure he's listening to it now.
Okay.
But you were
going to
say?
What I was going to say is I want everybody listening now who has access to a computer, and I know there are many, many thousands of you listening right now, to make note of a particular website, Hometown Station.
Well, that sounds cool.
Hometownstation.com.
All one word?
All one word, and all lowercase. Okay, hometownstation.com. You could put a www in front or not.
What do we find when we get there?
You'll find, I think, a really, really cool website from a local radio station that is very much like KSCO, and it's in Southern California in a little town called Santa Clarita. And the owner of that station called me this last week. He said, you don't remember me probably. I talked to you about 10 years ago about becoming an affiliate for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show. And I said, you're right. I don't remember you, but thank you for calling.
Right.
And I found out about his station, and he's talking about becoming an affiliate for Dead Doctors Don't Lie for his station. Yeah, I think it's KHTS for Hometown Station. And it sounded like he was talking about KSCO. It's only a 1,000-watt station.
You got to start somewhere.
No, but I got to tell you, his station, I want to read his book, because if you look at his website, hometownstation.com, and you look at our website, KSCO.com, it's the difference between night and day. He makes way more money from his internet, from his website.
Well, is he from that hometown?
He does from his radio station. Yeah, I think so.
Well, then we should change it to homegrown station.
Well, whatever. But the point I'm making, Richard, is that we need to fix our website. And thanks to Celeste Tabriz Friedman, who is Charlie Friedman's wife, she has lit a fire under my behind to let me know that we have to. We don't have a bad website. We just have a stale website that needs a little, you know, a little upgrading. And
we need a website.
So that's what we're doing. I've taken a look at that hometownstation.com website. And, boy, if KSCO.com had that kind of information and was that easy to navigate and that many, reasons for people to go there, you don't hear too many ads on KSCO to go to our website. You don't hear any.
Listen,
the reason is because I've never been
computer,
proud enough to have the website to brag about it.
Mike.
Yeah.
If I had a computer.
Yeah.
I'd only go to websites where I could get something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when you go to homegrownstations.com,
not
do you
homegrown,
get something?
Hometownstation.
Hometown Station.
Yeah.
Okay, you go there, you get something?
Yeah. Yeah, you get a lot of good content.
Bumper
sticker? That doesn't bore you.
Bumper sticker.
You know what? I mean, it would take like an hour or more, or 2 or 3 hours to navigate through that through that website. And
I just want to go to the website, put my name, my computer website or whatever, my address on there, and you guys send me a bumper sticker. There's not any of that happening, is there?
Yeah, there is.
Oh, there is.
Yeah, there is. There's.
Yeah, that's
course.
Where
that's
the kind of
that
stuff I'm
does.
Into.
Okay, good. You will help us, and our friend Scott from Shirt Crafters is already helping us. And And yeah, there's just the question is getting enough time available. We're always chasing our tails. Everybody at KSCO. If you come to KSCO, it's like a bunch of dogs chasing their tails. And so it's true. Am I right, Nikki? Am I right? Can any of us ever get anything done, really, other than our get on the microphone?
But we're in radio. We're
get
here
on the
to
microphone,
talk.
Nikki. I mean, Nikki's looking at she's looking a plum at me.
A plum?
We're actually here to talk about other people doing things.
Yeah, Richard, I'm going to put you on hold so you can hear what Nikki has to say. Okay, just a second here. I want to hit hold instead of drop. Nikki, am I right that people around KSCO, God love them, God love us all. We're always chasing our tails, and we never have time to update our website. And when the fish stinks, it stinks from the head, and I'm the head.
The people, yeah. Well, the people that can do it are too busy doing other stuff. So it's just a matter of hiring someone that's professional, like that does the website.
Nobody at KSCO is professional.
No, that does professionally websites.
Oh, hiring.
I mean, I'm sure Billy could do it, but he doesn't have time. He's doing everything else.
Right. Yeah, see, that's our problem, ladies and gentlemen. If we just had some young person. Now, am I going to be arrested for saying young person? Am I going to be arrested for
saying... Why do you need
saying,
a young person?
Because young people are the only people who just do this out of... that's how they spend their time. With us old farts...
We don't understand.
I understand it, but I don't... It's not part of my life. It's not part of my persona.
Well, what about the young interns?
Hello, young interns.
You should grab one of those.
That doesn't sound right.
Okay. Don't grab.
That doesn't sound right
at all,
Nikki. So, young interns, calling all young interns or calling all young would-be interns. I'm dead serious about this. I don't think there are that many people from UCSC or Cabrillo. It's a growing number from Cabrillo, thanks to our Daniel and Andrew people here who do the show today at 5 o'clock. Great program. You got to tune in. I mean, these people, they're young and they're bright and they're quick-witted and they're connected and they can appreciate the value of talk radio here, unlike most young people. But we need some serious young people, interns around here to help us produce. I want to get away altogether from having syndicated radio. I want to be 100% original content. That you can't get, that you can only get here or through our website and no place else. Why would I want to be an affiliate of a program that has 600 affiliates? Why would I want to do that? When we could, I'm not sure that we can at this point, but ultimately I'm pretty sure that we can come up with a content that's better than Rush Limbaugh, better than Savage, better than George Norrie. Nothing against those broadcasters. They're fabulous broadcasters, but they are owned by big corporations. And I detest being beholden to big corporations. I detest it. I detest it. Can you read my lips? D-E-T-E-S-T. I detest it. Okay, back to our good friend Richard N. Watsonville. Okay, Richard.
Mike, don't forget to cross them T's either.
Okay.
Because I detest that crap, too.
Good.
I'm serious, man.
Yeah.
I mean, these people, you wonder sometimes about these corporations and who these people think they are.
I want to thank Bob McAdam, who came to the radio station and made a very nice cash contribution, just out of the blue. Just because he wanted to. He heard me talking about when he was in town. He used to live here. Now he lives up north and can't listen to it as
but stopped while he's passing through, huh?
He was passing. He stopped and he came into the radio station and gave us some money.
You know, a lot of people don't remember when there was no FM. Imagine a world with no FM.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be back to AM, the way we had it to begin with.
Right. AM stands for active minds, and FM stands for four morons.
No, okay? Come on. Tell them.
Really I learned that from Dave Allen, who's our next caller. Dave, is that true?
AM means always motivating. FM means four morons.
Yeah, but what does it really mean, Dave?
Frequency modulation.
Yeah, I mean...
That's the FM. What's the AM?
Did you forget, Dave?
Yes, I did.
It's amplitude modulation.
I had a stroke. I got an excuse.
That's right.
You do have and it's a very good excuse.
We accept that excuse every time.
My new bumper sticker is, I had a stroke. What's your problem?
There you go. Still stroking.
So Dave, what's on your show tomorrow, Dave?
Oh, man, it's a secret. Anything but politics. Boring.
You know what? I'll call this guy, too, Mike. Wednesdays or Fridays. Say, okay. What are you going to play this weekend? Or what are you going to have on as a guest this weekend? He'll go, you got to listen.
That's right.
You've got to tune in and
pay attention.
That's a good idea. Dave, have we been doing an okay job at not doing politics and anger-inducing things?
The only thing is that guy down there in Aromas.
Yeah.
So I called up.
Well, did you hear that guy, Cava, last Saturday night when he was on with the Cabrillo?
I did hear part of that. I was enjoying a popsicle.
Well, I mean, he got on the radio and said that he's professor over at Cabrillo now, and he doesn't know what to teach anymore because the newspaper's changed.
That's true. You don't want to teach the old world that no one cares about anymore because the world is changing by the second.
These kids these days don't read anymore.
I don't think he knows the old world, man.
I think they read, Dave. I think they read online.
Yeah, but I don't think he knows it. They all do. What you're saying, they read on the computers, huh?
Right.
Well, the newspapers are about the size of the Weekly Reader.
Well, either way.
I remember the Weekly Reader.
That's right, back in school, grade school, right? Yeah.
Yeah. It was nice. Anyhow, so Richard, I've got Lois in Aromas.
That's a good name.
And Rory in Watsonville.
All right, take care.
Okay, thank you so much for your call. And Dave, what else? You called.
Well, that poor guy down there in Aromas, he wants to go to Panama.
Yeah.
He better change his name to Chata Ortega.
Why?
Because unless he fits in with the people, he'll get burned out about, I'd say, 2 months. Because a lot of these second world countries, sorry to say, still thrive on a pecking order. Get my drift?
Uh-huh.
They like him if he's got money, fire cook, house cleaner, blah, 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 gardener.
Uh-huh.
But unless he's flowing like that, he's going to burn out on another another Americano.
Yes.
Hanging out on their property. What's happening here, for people who want to get a clue, if you have lots of Peru money, if I was able, I would. I really hate to say this, but this is the way it's going with the world economic push. China and Siberia is going to be opening up. China and Siberia is what the American West was 150 years ago. 150 years ago, Eastern Europe was the ruling crown jewel of the world. This is where you have the world's wealthiest people live there. I mean, they have huge castles and, you know what I'm saying, palaces, and that's where the power was. World War One set up, changed that one. And after World War One came World War Two, where Eastern Europe got turned into an old toilet bombed into the third world. And people that are living now on like $200 a year income, it's pathetic. But anyways, the globalists, these power brokers that believe they own your soul, are all, I'm not trying to be negative, they're all pushing for opening up the last frontiers of the world. Africa. That place there probably got more oil than all the Middle East combined. And minerals and, chromium, et cetera, which is probably why over 30 million Africans conveniently have died of AIDS in the last 20 years. Get my drift? Yeah. Anyway,
yes.
Let's be happy, people. Think about good things. The only way to outdo these suckers is to out-manifest them with your mind.
You know, David is right.
I tried to call Corey yesterday, but he didn't need me. He had a lot of calls, but he was on a good subject. And if you want to really annoy people in the audience, go look at your own scriptures, Talmud, Torah, Bible, whatever. We are God. We are God in flesh, God's mental.
You mean we, you and me, and all of the KSCO listening audience?
Yeah, in fact, everything that's alive, even a little cockroach. Now, listen, bear with me here for 1 second. I'll get off the air. Anything that has life and life spirit, life force of energy, is God. We're all we are is the thought in the mind of what you want to call God, Goddess, Nirvana, creation, great power, whatever. That's the fact. That's a fact. Think about it.
Okay.
You're alive. Anything alive is life force. When the life force expires, it turns to what? A clump of minerals, a decaying mass. Therefore, it's all God. We are the highest evolved, should I say, species of the thought of God, because God wanted to experience this whole theme park called three-dimensional reality in the flesh. The God is love, light, laughter, and lots of ecstasy.
I mean, real human ecstasy, not drugs. Now, with that, I'm going to bow out of here and go, hey, I made my new experiment, Michael. Mango badness pie.
I'll be right over. But before we leave, David, are you a happy man?
Try to be most of the time.
Uh-huh.
That's why I avoid, hate to say this, no disrespect, I avoid listening to programs like Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, even a lot of that crap on NPR, PBS. Come on, man. People, this is so pathetic. People feel they're free and liberal and moderate. They love BBC, NPR, but they think they're getting a liberal view of life. But this show has been sponsored by a graphic ExxonMobil. Give me a break, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
They're all being hoodwinked.
Well, you dislike something just because it's sponsored by a big company?
Or you dislike something because of
the content, because it's negative?
Well, no, that, because they conceive themselves, they're being in denial and being self-taught, a free spirit, liberal mentality. They're not like those conservatives are, those Christian fanatical Republicans. Meanwhile, they're all being hoodwinked by the state, like Obama. His first job was from Henry Kissinger. His whole campaign was organized and run by Zbigniew Brzezinski and his son, the Globus. So people think Obama's a free new world and change. It's a hoodwink.
Okay, well, you don't even talk about this because you want to avoid it.
I know, because you know what?
So what's the point of bringing it up now?
Because once you know about it, you understand what it is. The real power is in your mind. Real power is with spirit, i.e. God, whatever you want to call it, you know. That's it. And these suckers that think they own you don't want you to know that. That's why they're constantly diverting everybody's mind with negative news and this and that, and these phony little Manchurian candidate people walking with guns and blowing up people. Come on, it's so obvious. Once you step back and look at it, it's obvious. These are mind control people.
Well, I like your attitude, Dave.
Yeah, so you get a laugh at it. You know, hey, Michael, you know what I've been through, and what's the worst thing that could happen? Might die. So, good to go anyways. And nobody really dies, just transfer, leave the movie, so to speak.
Wow.
Yeah. So what?
You got us thinking, Dave.
Well, you know, if the power mongers, the globalists, can get you by fear, because you might die. So, you know, that's kind of how the early Christians overwhelmed the Caesar and the Romans. They put him in the Colosseum, you know, beat him, eaten by the lions. All they said, okay, whatever. And the Romans lost their power. I said, wait a minute. Actually, the Roman Empire gave in to the Christian concept. Thus, they formed the Catholicism, whatever. It's all history. But point is, if you're a persecutor, if your tormentor knows that you're indifferent, kind of like what Roy Masters says in a way.
By the way, Roy is going to be down here in this area, I think. There's a good chance of that in the next couple of weeks.
Really? Well,
I need to call him. Maybe we'll call him before the end of the program. But we got to go.
All right.
Dave, thank you.
Anyway.
Lois in Aromas, you're on KSCO on the Saturday special.
Good morning, Michael.
Hey, Lois.
I'm a military widow. And Thursday, we had a terrible thing happen at Fort Hood, Texas.
Absolutely.
Friday morning, the president said, fly your flags half-mast. Friday, my daughter and I drove through Watsonville. I counted 7 flags. None of them were at half-mast. What is happening to this country?
I can't answer that question. Maybe someone who's listening can call in and answer it.
Doesn't anyone listen to what's going on every day in this country? When the commander-in-chief says, you know, show your patriotism, fly your flag at half-mast for these men.
I will be honest with you, Lois. I believe that what you said is true. I didn't hear President Obama say that. I wasn't listening. And the answer to your question is yes, there are a lot of people who don't listen to the president, whether they like him or not. They might have missed it. So that's what I think is happening. Nothing more than that. But I do think that a lot of people don't understand the sacrifice that people who fought for and fight for our country have made. I certainly believe that, and I think that's a shame.
And the man that wants to go to Panama?
Yeah.
I spent 11 years in three different countries during his time in service. He did 30 years. And there's no place like our country.
Still, even now.
Still.
Well, that's what I believe, or I'd be gone.
Yeah, it's a wonderful place, and mm-hmm. you don't want to move anywhere else. I'll take my word for it.
Right. Well, I'm so happy you called.
And tell your mom I enjoy every one of her segments.
Thank you, I will. And
all
I think you just did, too, because chances are she's listening. Appreciate it.
She brings a little common sense into this world.
Okay, Lois, from
Thank
Aromas.
You.
Thank you. Rory in Watsonville, you're on the air on KSCO.
Thank you, Mike. I do enjoy the lineup, and I do enjoy hearing your mom's commentary, like the last caller said, and Bravo was interesting on Friday.
So yeah.
I think it's, you know, yeah, he is coming from a kind of older, staid, stodgy media, but I guess he's trying to keep up with the times. I happened to see a copy of the Pufferonian the other day, and I quit getting the paper. I think it was 95 or 96 on the home delivery. But, you know, there's a few interesting tidbits, but boy, it's way behind the curve.
Uh-huh.
And, so anyway, I appreciate the lineup, and then I had the call because I heard the guy say he wanted to move to Panama and live with the Indians, and that's where it was at. Boy, is he in for a wake-up call when he gets down there. I mean, I still know guys here that plant their plants by the phases of the moon, and they'll cut corners and make dumb decisions.
Well, I don't think he's
you know
planning.
I mean?
I think he knows everything you're saying, or otherwise he would have said he's leaving and staying there.
He doesn't really understand it. I mean, my wife's family's from Panama, and it's every bit as Western in the cities as we are, and it's advanced. I mean, they're basically an understudy of the U.S.
Right.
And, you know, but anyway, I mean, if he thinks he's going to learn from the Indians, that's great. More power to you. But do you even know what you're going to learn from the Indians? And not that they're bad people. It's just they don't have, yeah, they've got a slower pace of life, but they don't have it all together.
It's, sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
It's back to listening to Elohim and his word to us through the Holy Scripture and knowing the truth. That's the important thing. And I just actually, it's interesting because I just got done listening to a radio or a reenactment of Victor Hugo's Les Miserables. And it was condensed. You know, it's not the book. But mm-hmm. it was powerful. Great themes. The law. Grace, forgiveness, you know, grudge holding, revolution, you know, the young guys come up bringing liberty, fraternity, equality, and all that. And it's just it's interesting. These are timeless issues. They're never going to leave us. And it doesn't matter if you're high tech or low tech, the issues still remain the issues. And you're not going to be able to run away.
And it's nice to be able to talk about them. And we're still able to do that. Rory,
yeah,
thanks very much for your call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Marcella and her husband were trying to pass out info for Hartnell College in Salinas about swine flu vaccines and almost got arrested. So I guess, yeah, Marcella hung up, but she told you that information, right, Nikki? So you put it up on the screen. Okay, we've got Rich in Scotts Valley and Ed in Santa Cruz and a commercial break, and we also have this that I'm going to play. Pardon me. Where else but on the Saturday special would you get to hear a personal, the contents of a personal email sent to me? It says, hi, MZ. I just finished my edit of the first two Dr. Future broadcasts. I'm looking forward to your feedback, especially regarding the intro and nod to the sponsors. Also, how do you like the music and the use of it? I've got several more in the editor, but need your feedback. Best, Al. So let's play it. Let's play it right now, okay? Let's see if it'll start playing.
Hi, folks. Dr. Future here. Welcome to Absolutely, your cell phone apps moment, brought to you by KSCO Radio and True Chocolate, sugar-free and organic treat.
Or someone.
With over 100,000 apps out there now on the iPhone and 10,000 on the G phones, It can be tough deciding which apps are worth the time, money, and energy to download. Hopefully, we'll be able to help you with these tough decisions. Let's start with those apps you'll use every day, like the free Facebook app, giving you mobile access to your social network. If you don't have it yet, and you're a Facebook user, I download it now. It's a nice alternative to sitting at your desk or your laptop computer, and it allows you to check an ad to Facebook anytime, anywhere, like in a bank line or waiting at the doctor's office. Though it's not as fully functional as Facebook on a web browser, it does let you do the basics quickly and easily, like browsing your profile, checking events, your requests, or your inbox and newsfeed. Uploading pictures is easy, though forget about uploading or watching Facebook movies, as they're flash-based, and alas, the iPhone is not, at least so far. There's another free and simpler Facebook app on the iPhone called Facebook Focus. It's very quick and super easy to use, but it has no chat function. However, some prefer to use it over the standard Facebook app, mostly because it's so easy to use. It's free, it's in the iPhone App Store, so you might try it. You can always delete it if it doesn't suit your sensibilities. Facebook Focus. Thanks for listening to Absolutely. If you want to read more about apps, check out my blog at drfuture.squarespace.com. That's drfuture.squarespace.com. This is Dr. Future, a.k.a. Alan Lundell, signing off for now.
I think that's pretty good. What do you guys think? 479-1080. Okay, let's go back to the phones, and we make sure that we will save enough time for our commercial break here before the end of the program. Rich in Scotts Valley, you're on.
Hi, how you doing today?
Hey, Rich, good.
Hey, got two things for that. David Gentleman, he talks about the spirit, the you know,
yeah, Dave Allen, he's the Nighthawk. He has a radio program Sundays from 4 to 6 p.m. right here on your favorite station.
Well, you know, it's amazing that there's like 26,000 denominations in the world today from church split after church split. And some of them actually don't believe that there's such a thing as evil. And unless you believe that, you won't understand why the man went crazy in Fort Hood. For whatever weakness he fell into, it's the evil spirit that pulls him into that kind of a realm.
Mm-hmm.
But the widow, military widow in Watsonville, God bless you. There are people out there that hang at half-mast, and I'm one of them in Scotts Valley. I didn't have to have the president tell me to do that.
Good.
It's just amazing that people want to leave it up to us. And as long as we continue to think that we are the ultimate end, we're going to go deeper and deeper into the evil. You have to admit evil exists. And Einstein said it didn't exist, but in a sense that it is the absence of good. And like the other gentleman just a minute ago says, you know, read the scriptures. You know, try to tell the truth and follow God's laws, and everything will be better on earth. It doesn't matter what God you pray to.
I appreciate your call, Rich, and do call again, okay?
Right on.
Thank you. Here's Ed in Santa Cruz, our last caller for today on the Saturday special. Ed, you're on.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for having me on.
You bet.
You know, I want to ask a question, but I want to first have a disclaimer that I'm not attempting to disrespect anyone, especially the casualty families that I've had people die in combat and things like that. But I just want to ask something about the way we do business in the world, we being the United States. For just about all of my life, since I guess I started paying attention to politics in the Vietnam era, the United States has basically conducted management of the world or management of those areas that they deem to be their national interest with military force. And every so often a flare-up occurs and we have a war and, you know, we kill people. And then you look at home here at some of the best education that we have going, and it's military education, where we take young people with formable minds and openness and innocence and teach them the facts of the world and how to kill. And then something like Fort Hood happens, and we're in wonderment and surprise why that happens when we typically routinely train young people to kill, but we seem to have an absence of the opposite. And I just pose that question to you because...
Well, I don't understand what you're asking. Are you asking for us to try to understand what makes a terrorist tick? Is that what you're asking?
Well, I'm sure this fellow is a terrorist, yes. But he's a product of our society.
Oy.
And why are we surprised?
Okay, all right. I Okay, I'm happy you called. What can I say? Thanks, Ed.
You're welcome.
Take care. How many commercials? Let's play the commercials, Nikki, and let's play this hour's commercials here, and then we'll come back and see if there's any time left. If there's not, see you next week. Hello? Hello? I think we're supposed to be running commercials. I guess we're not running commercials because someone is...
It's time to unravel the mysteries of health coverage with Pamela Fugit-Hetrick of DCD Financial and Insurance Services, an authorized independent agent for Anthem Blue Cross.
When your children turn 18, there will come a time when they will age off your family health insurance plan. If they are full-time students, they can remain on the plan until 23. But this leads us to the question of the day, which is, when should I get my child their own health insurance policy? There are many answers to this question, but only one will be right for you. To get that answer, go to HealthExchangeForAll.com and get a free quote on your child. Then use the power of my experience as a health insurance professional. We'll talk over the quotes and make sure that you choose the right coverage at the most affordable rates.
Unravel the mysteries of your health coverage with Pamela Fugit-Hetrick of DCD Financial and Insurance Services. Go to HealthExchangeForAll.com for a free quote and then give Pamela a call. That's HealthExchangeForAll.com.
California Insurance License 0D75558. Anthem Blue Cross is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Association.
Discover what the 15 million people who watch the Food Network are going to discover. The Santa Cruz Diner. When you dine at the Santa Cruz Diner, you'll discover great food, affordable prices, and an only in Santa Cruz environment. And you'll discover some great dinner at the Diner Specials. Tune in Guy Fieri's Monday, November 9th edition of Diners and Drive-Ins on the Food Network, 10 p.m. And discover what you'll discover when you discover dining at the Santa Cruz Diner at 909 Ocean Street in Santa Cruz.
Hi, folks. Warren Knox here of Knox Roofing. We all have been given the Bill of Rights drafted by our forefathers. They gave us liberties and freedom basic to our American way of life. Well, I decided to create the Bill of Rights with the relation to your home. Your home has basic rights. It has the right to stand there proudly. Your home has the right to a leak-proof, fireproof roof. Your home has the right to be properly ventilated to avoid musty, trapped air and mold. Your home has the right to be insulated against the elements of heat or cold. Your home has the right to look nice, to stand tall and proud. Your home has the right to be protected by warranties and companies willing to be able to be there on a moment's notice. Your home has rights against insect and critter invasion. You know, if your home could talk, I'll bet its rights would be violated in some way or another. Here at Knox Roofing, we're here to defend your home's rights. Just give us a call at 461-0634. Okay, thanks, folks.
I'm Jim Bohannon, host of America in the Morning. Each day, we take you around America and the world to bring you the latest from the Midwest, the Middle East, or the middle of Ground Zero.
A 911 call in the middle of the night. This is Howard Arenstein in Washington.
Peter Mayer, the White House.
David Dell, Los Angeles.
Kimberly Dozier, Islamabad.
And we wake up the newsmakers who wake up the world.
We're joined by Senator Joe Lieberman, former Defense Secretary William Cohen, the Reverend Jesse Jackson, former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And while we keep our eye on the top news, we never lose sight of all the information you need to make your life complete.
But Jim, the Northeast has had storm systems sweeping across the Northeast today.
Sports time and Tony Roberts' Morning Drive jumpstarts your day. What jumpstarts your morning drive? We'd like to
join Jim Bohannon on America in the Morning, 5 to 6, Monday through Friday on KSCO.
Okay, we're in the home stretch of the Saturday special for today. We have had a wonderful program with open mic. One last email to read. MZ, I sent you an email a couple of days ago letting you know that Phil Hendry is back to the old shtick. It would be nice to hear him again on KSCO. Also, I think it would be wise to get a female host that is local, and that's from Doug Cupp. Thank you, Doug. We're looking into that. And the only problem with Phil Hendry is that he conflicts with George Norrie. Oh, my God. How could we do that? We would be crucified, don't you think? Anyhow, that's it for the Saturday special. See you next week.
That's all, folks.
KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose, 12 noon.
The House of Representatives in session and spending 4 hours putting the pros and cons of the House health care reform bill before the public.
If we do nothing, the system will go bankrupt, premiums will keep skyrocketing, benefits will be slashed. What you get will cost more.
California Democratic Congressman Henry Waxman, GOP leader John Boehner, skeptical that an amendment to be voted on banning any federal money in the bill for abortions isn't just a fig leaf.
I have my doubts about whether this language, if it passes, has any chance of ever being in the final version of this bill.
Democrats getting some drop by pressure from the lobbyist in chief who, when he got back to the White House, praised the House work so far.
They've passed bills through every single committee responsible for reform. They've brought us closer than we have ever been to passing health insurance reform on behalf of the American people. Now's the time to finish the job.
House Republicans are pledging a united front in opposition, and the question is whether enough Democrats will join them to block the bill. A final vote to come sometime this evening. The surviving victims from the Fort Hood massacre getting some high-profile visitors today. Former President George W. Bush and his wife Laura Bush and Texas Governor Rick Perry making hospital trips. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown is live in Temple, Texas with the latest on the shooting aftermath.
Chris, the Fort Hood survivors are being cared for at hospitals around Central Texas, like Scott and White Memorial here in Temple. Originally, 10 patients were brought here. Some have gone home. Some are still recovering, says W. Roy Smythe, the hospital's top surgeon.
Some of them are out of the woods, but some of them, again, their injuries are so severe that that only time will tell how they'll do in the long run.
Even though some are still being kept in the intensive care unit, Chris.
Thanks, Evan. And you're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
This is Fox News Talk.
Fox and Friends Encore.
Encore. New stuff you've never heard about in his new book. It's called My Life Outside the Ring. And in it, Hulk Hogan details how he survived the turmoil to become even stronger today. I was amazed to read the story about how you come home, the house is empty, your wife's not there.
Kids were gone. We had like 80 or 90 different animals. All the animals were gone. I went through every room and I just hit rock bottom. Mm. And I got a bottle of Captain Morgan. I found an old bottle of Xanax laying around. And I started eating and drinking. And I do not remember how the gun got in the bathroom, but I ended up playing with it.
So the book is a cathartic experience for you then, and to help others.
Yes. I mean, and the reason I wrote it was I've been through so much in a period of 2 years. I've had everything flip on me. And seeing how things are happening with people today, homes and everything, if I can pull the nose up on this thing, I wanted to explain to people that were fans and knew me that don't give up. You know, you need to decide to start living, not dying.
Don't miss Fox and Friends weekday mornings on the Fox News Channel.
A military ceremony in New York City. It was the commissioning of the USS New York, the assault ship built with steel taken from the rubble of the World Trade Center. The Navy Secretary saying that for the U.S.'s enemies, the ship represents the fact that, quote, America always comes back. Other speakers at the ceremony, including New York's newly reelected mayor, Mike Bloomberg.
The USS New York is going to carry many brave sailors. And it gives me tremendous pride to know that all of them will sail under the name of our great city and state.
Representing the Obama administration, Secretary of State, and former New York Senator Hillary Clinton. A memorial project to another aspect of the 9/11 attacks finally getting off the ground.
When United Flight 93 crashed into the rolling Pennsylvania countryside, there was nothing left.
The only thing you could see was a big gouge in the earth and some broken trees. There wasn't much left.
But that will soon change. The National Park Service breaking ground on a permanent memorial to the victims. The $58 million memorial to be built on 2,200 acres, featuring a 93-foot-tall tower and 40 wind chimes, set to open in 2011. That's the 10th anniversary of the attacks, but for the families of those lost, it will simply be known as sacred ground.
Fox's Todd Starnes. Looks like one of America's hottest singing acts has created some bruised fan feelings down under.
Britney Spears took to the stage for her first Australian concert, and just three songs in, fans started walking out, unhappy the singer wasn't performing live, some paying $1,500 for a ticket. All week there'd been discussion that the singer would be lip-syncing during her circus tour, prompting the Australian government to consider new laws that would force artists to be more honest about what they plan to do during their concerts. Fans say during the first show in Perth, Spears spent most of her time with her back to the audience and didn't utter a word, making them feel angry and betrayed. In Australia, Leslie Yeomans, Fox News Radio.
In Philadelphia, Transit Workers Union says talk of a strike settlement is premature. Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. You are tuned in to KSU 1080. I'm Nikki James, and I've got your Central Coast forecast for this weekend. Today, sunny skies, high of 66, northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 43, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunday, sunny skies, high of 67, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Out there on the Monterey Bay, we do have a small craft advisory for hazardous seas in effect through Sunday afternoon. Today out there, the northwest winds 5 to 15 knots with occasional gusts to 20 knots. Wind waves 2 feet or less, northwest swell 10 to 16 feet at 17 seconds. And tonight...